we are back. We are back for the 2019. DJ Speedy Jr., Luis Gonzalez here with the very famous and local king of nighttime radio here, Joey Franchise, and also the talented and funny Tarek Lewis. We're back once again with another Geek Culture Congress. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
I was a little worried about the clap.
Yeah, the clap was way off.
We were off. Come on, man.
Yeah, do it again. Bring it back. We got to do it again. We got to start the show off right. Yes. Yes.
That was a Kraft macaroni and cheese clap. There was no soul in that. We're better than that. We're ethnic.
All right, man. Let's get into some nerd world, nerd stuff. Comic books and movies and galore. Let's start up with the wrap up of 2018. We had an assault of movies there for the holidays.
Yeah,
and
I was very
that was awesome, right? That was great, right? Well, for anybody who had time to go see movies.
The only thing I didn't get to watch was Bumblebee.
I've not seen Bumblebee either. Yeah, that's the only
thing.
I feel like that's the only thing I miss. What else was going on?
Well, I was trying to watch it. It was just hard. NFL playoffs are still going on. You know,
you guys are just famous.
I believe you're a fantasy football champion.
Yeah, I'm a fantasy football champion, so I was zoned in.
Yeah.
It paid off. Man.
That's all good. So let's get into our reactions of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That was the first movie that came out before the start of the holiday season. Joey gave us a review before
I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say about it.
Gave us a review, so he saw it way before we did.
Yeah.
I let Tarek start. How about that? Tarek, let me know what you feel about the movie.
It was oversold to me.
Yeah, oversold to you? Yeah.
It was oversold to me. Like, the idea that's the best Spider-Man movie.
Put your list of best Spider-Man movies.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
It's number one for me. Then the first Spider-Man.
Homecoming or Toby?
Toby. Then the Amazing Spider-Man. And then I'll go Homecoming over the Amazing Spider-Man. So Spider-Man 2, the original Spider-Man, Homecoming, the Amazing Spider-Man, and the rest is trash. No, Spider-Verse is probably... It's right alongside, for me, The Amazing Spider-Man. I really like The Amazing Spider-Man.
Wow, really?
It's probably better than The Amazing Spider-Man.
So not even in the Sam Raimi arena of movies for you?
No, it isn't. It's clearly better than Spider-Man 3. Clearly better than Spider-Man.
Okay. Obviously.
All right.
Spider-Man 3 shouldn't.
Yeah. They had some digs of Spider-Man 3 in the actual movie, in the beginning of the movie.
I actually think The Amazing Spider-Man 2 might be the worst Spider-Man movie ever. It might be worse than Spider-Man 3.
Mm. It was kind of bad.
It was really bad.
It was kind of bad.
But Spider-Verse was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
But it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, it's a cartoon.
It's just the cartoon idea. You just don't gravitate to the animation.
That's not, well, this, all those DC.
Personally.
All those DC animated films.
Uh-huh.
Like Death of Superman. I loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was cartoony though, because it's a kid. So they did a lot of silly things.
Mm.
And you know, the pig, but. It was good. Like, it was good. It just, I wasn't amazed.
Really?
No pun intended.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, when it ended, it culminated in a great ending, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the post-credits.
Mm. Yeah. Even the post-credits. And it was great to see all the spider people. And they really explored Spider-Man powers well, I thought, and the different personalities. But I still put it, I would say, 4 for my list of Spider-Man movies.
Really?
But it was really good.
Okay. I enjoyed it a lot. I think it was a little bit too overhyped as well, but I enjoyed it. I accepted it for what it was. I enjoyed it. The animation was great. I'm a big fan of animation just in general. I think that the way that it was presented was beautiful. It looked like a moving comic book. It really did. It really did. I liked the way Miles Morales was portrayed. I thought maybe the relationship between him and his uncle were very fast. It was, you know, very fast paced, but I guess it's a movie, so they couldn't really do a lot of exposition, you know?
Yeah.
So I take it for what it is. And, I think when you try to introduce these multiverse ideas, you lose a lot of regular people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As like when we talk about like the Arrowverse and stuff like that, you know, the multiple Earth is as far as the DC universe is concerned. But I think people are a little bit more accepting now. So I have high hopes for it. I wish there would have, I guess there wasn't enough time to really delve into like Spider-Noir and to, you know, any of their background or stuff like that. But, you know, I wish they would make maybe like some side comic or maybe not even a comic book, maybe a side anime show, mm-hmm. like a little TV show or talk about, show the Spider-Noir universe and maybe a struggle he's going through or whatever, something like that, or an adventure of his. Spider-Ham, for example.
Yeah.
And I think they'd make a lot of money doing that because I'm sure Spider-Ham's like funny, you know, a bunch of kids will want to watch that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but as far as the whole movie as a whole, the movie as a complete product, definitely, I enjoyed it, you know, but would I say it's the best Spider-Man movie of all time? I don't think it's better than the first Spider-Man Sam Raimi movie at all. And I enjoy Spider-Man 2 as well. I'd say it's definitely below those two. Would I say it's better than Amazing Spider-Man? I'd say it's definitely probably even tie there. With just saying that the Spider-Man from the Marvel, the Homecoming Spider-Man is just kind of like it's in its own bubble. You know what I mean? Mm. I don't know if I could really put that in this as, okay, this is, you know, compare it to the other Spider-Man movies because it's also tied into something bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. Joey, any final thought, you didn't like it as much?
No, I mean,
your
I'm
first
still,
reaction was about,
I right? never went into it with like any high, like I never felt oversold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause here's the thing. Like, I think why, like I was so, like, ecstatic about it after watching it was the fact that, like, there's no, in my opinion, no better, like, animated movie ever made outside of, like, Batman Phantasm. Like, Mask of Phantasm will forever be, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna make a dope, like, comic book cartoon or animated movie of somebody that we see normally in live action...
Mm-hmm.
In theater, like, you better blow me out the water.
In
like,
theater?
Yeah.
Okay.
In theater, not TV shows or anything like that. Like, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm, hands down, my favorite of all time when it comes to, like, animated movies. So, like, to see me, just being a Spider-Man fan, going, because, you know, just to peep it, see what, the, you know, see what it's all about. I never felt oversold, but it definitely blew me away just watching it because I haven't seen a really good animated movie like that since Mask of Phantasm.
Hmm.
From a character that I, like, am a huge fan of. So.
Interesting.
I'm still, you know, it's still my top five Spider-Man movies.
Interesting.
In no particular order.
It's definitely top five consideration.
Yeah, like, in no particular order between, you know, Spider-Man, Amazing. Yeah, I'm right there with you guys, and I think Homecoming's in there also. So.
It's the notorious big of Spider-Man.
It's definitely worth a watch, I say that.
That was really good.
Especially,
I don't really think about it, though.
It's definitely worth a watch, even if you're not maybe a big fan of the anime style. Animation style is definitely worth a watch. So,
if you're a Spider-Man fan at all.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely got Spider-Man fan.
Like, I even got the sneakers from the movie.
Oh, see? Yeah. You see? Sneakers were clean. You liked it.
He was rocking the sneakers at the end. I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, I did like, I'm thinking about buying those sneakers. So we'll see.
You know, all these years of Spider-Man movies and cartoons, they never explain, like there's parts in the movie where they have shoes on, but they're still walking on the side of the wall. I'm like, yo. You have shoes on. It's not like you're wearing a little spider leotard. Right. You have on shoes, fam. I'm sorry. You're not getting through felines with your little spider.
I don't know how that works. Yeah. I don't know how that works. Sony and Marvel, we need an explanation, please, okay? So if you're going to shoot us a line and explain that to us.
Yeah, I'm always curious
to
how that
We want to know how that works, the physiology of that, please. Thank you. Well, he's a different kind of Spider-Man, so, you know, he shoots like electricity and, you know.
But they all were walking on walls.
Yeah, that's true.
Did Miles disappear in the comics, too?
Miles, yes, he does. He has like a stealth mode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. He has a stealth mode. And what else? Okay, so let's move on now. We talked about Spider-Man. Let's talk about Aquaman. Aquaman.
Marvel to DC.
Did you see Aquaman?
I did see Aquaman.
And your feelings about Aquaman is Tarek Lewis.
Without
pain, okay?
Out of all the, it's the second best DC movie.
Yeah, really?
Next to Wonder Woman.
Interesting, okay.
My biggest complaint was Black Manta. Really? I didn't like the way he looked. Like
I didn't like who they picked for Black Manta.
Really?
Yeah, I was not a fan of Black Manta.
I thought they could have did better with the Black Manta character.
Wow, yeah. I'm disappointed. Yeah.
I was not a fan.
And I was not a fan of his. Well, I'll let you go.
Yeah. That was my biggest disappointment. Like, really? He was on screen. I kind of like, all right. You know. It was just like the helmet was too big. And then, you know. And the other thing I didn't like the armor that the Atlanteans were wearing. Not Aquaman himself or his brother or Orin or whatever.
Like when they were coming to get his mom?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was like, that's kind of so, very party, discount party warehouse-ish outfit, you know. But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. I thought it had a good storyline.
Right.
I thought Jason Momoa, like,
it was dope.
I would say, like, next to, like, Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man, Jason Momoa did the best job of taking a character that's not as popular and, like, okay, now this guy has personality.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because Iron Man, nobody was really in Iron Man that.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Until Robert Downey Jr. played him, and it's like, oh, Iron Man's really cool. You know, like, he's dope.
That's true.
I think Jason Momoa did that with...
He saved Aquaman.
He saved Aquaman.
He did. He saved Aquaman from obscurity.
Yeah. So it was good. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
All right, cool. Joey Franchise, so I know you've been talking about Aquaman ever since it was announced. So
yeah.
I'll let you give your final reaction after seeing the movie.
Well, let's just say the real Aquaman is Vincent Chase. I just want to make it very clear. But no, Jason Momoa definitely did his damn thing, man. It was great seeing him on screen. Like you said, he had charisma. He was funny. Gave a personality that, you know, probably we're not typically... You know, never typically saw, like, Aquaman have, like, a personality like that. So, it was awesome. When visually, it was like watching Avatar for the first time.
Really?
Like, that's really? How I felt. Like, they really, like, blew me away. James Wan, I mean, they couldn't have got a better director to kind of, you know, create Atlantis and the seven...
Seven realms of Atlantis.
So they couldn't pick a better guy.
Is it seven? I remember. Yeah, I think it's seven.
Yeah, because it was Unite the Seven was like the promo.
Yeah.
but yeah, he did great. Like visually, the movie was amazing. The action was on point. It's a fun adventure. It's like Indiana Jones underwater.
Wow.
Yeah. I can see that. Romancing
that's good. That's a good assessment. Shout out to Maria. She says Jason looked good. I think a lot of it had to do a lot of his success had to definitely do with definitely Jason Momoa, I guess, looking being, the way he looks,
being the eye candy for the
females,
getting females in the thing. But I will say Amber Heard as a mirror, very nice to look at, actually. One thing I didn't like who they chose for Black Manta. However, he did okay, like, the first half.
Yeah.
You know, when you see him pop on screen, when he put on the suit, I think what annoyed me was his the voice.
Really?
It sounded real robotic. Mm. Like, it sounded like...
he's got a metal helmet on.
Well, no, but, like, he... Like, it's one thing to, like...
you're going to talk like this.
But see, to talk like you're a robot is another thing. To sound like you're a robot because you're in this big-ass suit.
Yeah.
You know, with this ginormous helmet. Metal. And, like, I didn't expect him to sit here and talk like he was a robot, and could've he did.
That's funny.
And it sounded weird when he was in it, when he was in the helmet, and he was talking to him, and it was just didn't sit well with me. Another thing I didn't like too much was the chemistry between Amber Heard and Jason Momoa, Aquaman and Mira. It was kind of awkward at times.
Really?
Okay.
Like I don't know. Hopefully, it's something they get right. You know, down the road, there was like some of the jokes didn't really hit. Maybe the way they should have hit me a certain way. Like, I just thought they're at times them on screen together was kind of awkward. But for the most part, I mean, the movie's got, you know, hella potential. The suit was awesome when he comes, you know, when he finally becomes the king of Atlantis.
Yeah. Interesting.
And gets the trident. It's visually, oh man. And I want to take away, like, probably one of my favorite scenes in the movie, and I was actually on the edge because I actually saw it in 3D.
Yeah, no, I saw it in 3D.
If you have a chance to watch it in 3D.
My assessment is the same as Joey Franchise's, that it is probably the best looking movie in 3D I've ever seen. Probably better than Avatar.
Okay. Yeah.
Just is just crisp. It, you don't feel dizzy when you're watching it. My wife hates 3D movies, and I made her watch it in 3D because it was the only thing that was available.
Likewise, and, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
It was the only thing available.
Yo, we seen it in 3D, you know, forget it. And let's just see it in 3D, whatever. And she was prepared, and she was done with the movie. She was like, you know what, that was actually, you know, I feel okay after watching that movie. And I said, probably because of Jason Momoa was in 3D for her, but, you know.
Swinging his hair around.
Swinging his hair around, throwing sticks around, you know, tridents around. Definitely a really good movie. James Wan did a great job, and I'm kind of sad because James Wan, before he took the Aquaman gig, he was going to direct a Robotech movie. He was going to bring Robotech to the big screen.
Wow.
And if he was going to do such a great job that he did for Aquaman for Robotech, he could have probably saved that franchise. I'm going to tell you that, because he really did a good job for Aquaman. You know, I really did a good job for the DC Universe. So I'm kind of sad. As being a Robotech fan, I'm kind of sad about that. But, you know, big ups to James Wan. He's doing a good job. Talking about James Wan, before we move on to talking about a little bit about Bumblebee, he's now attached to produce a Swamp Thing show for DC Universe.
James Wan.
Yeah, he's going to produce it. Now, he's going to direct some of the episodes. I don't know. But definitely, he's going to be producing.
Now, that was all part of Swamp. Was all part of what? Dark
Swamp Thing.
Dark Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say, Tarek? Swamp Thing TV
show. I'm done with Swamp Thing. DC is just digging deep into their catalog.
Yeah.
They're just seeing what sticks. Hey, man, they got to make money, right? Oh, they got to keep people entertained on the app. They got the app now. They got to keep people
Swamp
entertained.
Thing, really?
Swamp Thing.
I'm not crazy about Swamp Thing.
Nah, that's not an interesting thing.
James Wan is attached to it.
My thing about Swamp Thing is this: like he was in one of those animated DC shows, the movies.
That's what he said.
And he was like just a side character, like a pop up character,
yeah,
to move the plot along. You know, I don't know. I've never
been
a big fan.
I don't even like playing with Swamp Thing in Injustice 2.
You know, you don't like playing with Swamp Thing.
No,
there used to be a Swamp Thing television show. I don't know if you guys knew that. There used to be a live.
No good finishing, man.
It was a live Swamp Thing television show for a little while.
I remember that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Ah, maybe
it used to come on like late at night. You know,
it was really awkward.
Yeah, it was really strange.
That's
funny. They can step with Swamp Thing. I haven't watched anything on DC. I haven't watched Teen Titans. Not Titans. Titans.
Titans is really good.
Titans is really good.
Is it?
I've been hearing.
We'll talk a little bit more Titans. I mean, let's talk about Bumblebee first. So let's get into some Bumblebee. Did you watch Bumblebee?
I've not seen Bumblebee.
You have not seen Bumblebee. You have not seen Bumblebee. Let me tell you guys, if you guys are a Transformers fan, there's definitely a lot of Transformers love in Bumblebee. What I say is a super, super great movie, better than Aquaman or Spider-Man. I was probably saying no. It's a pretty good movie.
It got, 90-something on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. It's a good story, a good human story, and you know, about, you know, with side being robots trying to kill each other, you know. It brought me back to the 80s, definitely, which I really appreciate about the movie, being, you know, as old as I am. I won't say how old I am yet. But there's definitely a part where there's a battle on Cybertron that they're alluding to before he leaves, you know, to escape to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just love for the Transformers fans. Like, the whole fight was like old school throwback, you know?
Word.
Yeah. So it's definitely, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. Optimus Prime is kicking some butt, you know, in that part. And we see Soundwave. We get, what's the guy that transforms? He's the big purple guy that transforms to the gun. What's his name? I forget now. Shockwave. Yep. Yeah. Shockwave. We get him. We got Starscream, of course. All the planes that his brothers were, I forget they're called, the Seekers,
Megatron?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't see Megatron. No, okay. We just see some the side Decepticons. Yeah. I call them the side crew. You know, the Goonies. You know,
how was John Cena?
John Cena was pretty good. I think it was good.
Careful what you say, Speedy. All those wrestlers hang out in Florida.
Yeah, I know. It was good.
Don't get pulled up on.
It's okay.
Drive through loot very carefully.
It's okay. I'm training now. I'm training now. We can throw hands. It's okay.
All right.
John Cena was good. It was good. Maybe he took his character a little over the top, but I think it was good.
Yeah.
It's a Transformers movie. I mean, you know, what do you expect? You know? I think some things that they've had in the horrible movie that was Revenge of the Fallen, Now they talked about like Bumblebee being in like World War II and stuff like that, and like they had like alluded to some things like that. They didn't really explain that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That I guess that they didn't explain that he's been to Earth before, you know? I'm disappointed about that, you know. But other than that, it was a good movie.
Does it tie into the Shia LaBeouf ones?
Lightly, just because it's the same, you know, looking Transformers. So
is
you
this
know,
like
yes.
a prequel?
It's a prequel, definitely. It's in the '80s.
Okay.
So it's in the '80s.
All right. Cool.
So there's no cell phone, no, you know, it's old school.
I'm still gonna watch it. I'm definitely gonna watch it.
They're in a military place and everybody's using like Tandy computers and stuff.
Yeah.
So check it out. As old as I am, yes, I know I'm old. I'm old. My cousin. Shout out to my cousin watching us here on the Facebook Live. Of course, if you gotta leave, you can't keep watching us on Facebook Live. We will have the audio up on our podcast feed. If you're not following the podcast feed, go right now to Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play, wild941.com, 925maxima.com. Also, our own website is right there on the page, right there in the right-hand corner. So you can go there. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. And now let's talk about some Titans. We did talk Titans. We bashed Titans, and I'm halfway through the season right now, mm-hmm. and it's pretty good.
Okay.
And I have to eat some humble pie. You know, it was pretty good.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
I've been seeing stuff that is going to come to Netflix.
Yeah. I think that's a different country. So usually they don't have their app available in other countries. So, and like, you know, Europe, they'll have it, or in South America, they'll have it on Netflix. Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's what you saw. But it'll like at the end of it, it'll be in their language, you know, like.
Got it. Yeah. Netflix has acquired the international streaming rights to DC Universe series Titans. Mm-hmm.
But it's actually really good. It's really well done.
So is it over?
It's not over. Definitely not over.
The season's not over, whatever?
No, I'm in the middle of it right now.
Okay.
And let's put it this way. Like, right now, like, we just got introduced to Jason Todd. So, okay. We saw the Doom Patrol. The Doom Patrol was dope. I got some Hawk and Dove. Hawk and Dove was dope.
Okay.
So, the show's legit. The first episode was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. So, I gave the second episode a chance, and it was a wrap after that. So, yeah, definitely go check it out if you got that disposable income, you get that DC Universe app, or you got the hookup.
Yeah.
If you got the hookup,
do we still have the hookup? What's going on?
You know, I can't talk about that, you know?
Can't talk about that anymore. You've been bootlegging stuff all year, and now all of a sudden you're getting shy. Now that we got people listening, now you're like, I don't want to talk about where things come from.
We're not going to talk about that, okay? Okay, Joey? Come on. All right, so I did watch... to this completion, what I finally caught up on Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash, so I could watch the Elseworlds crossover, which was very interesting. It was actually pretty good. They introduced the Monitor. They're setting up like a Crisis on Infinite Earths kind of crossover for next year. So if that's your thing, you know, definitely catch up to it. The Flash part was actually pretty cool. The throwback, they had a throwback to the Flash from the 90s. Mm-hmm. The original TV show. He repaired his character and the whole suit and everything. That was actually pretty cool. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It was interesting. Without ruining for anybody, go check it out if you have time. Catch up on your Arrowverse.
So I need to catch up on all that in order to watch.
You know, you could watch the Elseworlds without knowing the plot. Setup. I think they do them like that by design. I don't know why. Because the Crisis Under Effects before that one was similar, but it seems like that's what they're since Crisis Under. It was called Crisis Under Effects, the last one. This one was Elseworlds, and then the next they're like talking about like some big crisis that's gonna come, which is what the Monitor's going, making the heroes go through the motions to see if they're up to the task of defending the multiverse.
Yeah,
So that's what the whole three episodes were really about, really.
Cool.
So check it out.
We just got word today that Ruby Rose, her Batman, her Batwoman, is officially getting a pilot episode.
Oh, nice. And it was a pretty good job. It was interesting. It was interesting, her take on Batwoman.
I've not seen her take on Batwoman.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It's in the Elseworlds. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I might check that out.
Matter of fact, it's part of the... it's interesting because they... I guess in their universe, Batman is a legend. And they never mentioned him before. You know, like, he's like, you know, like, oh, wow, Batman. But Batman's gone, mm-hmm. supposedly. Like, he left. And Bruce Wayne is also missing as well.
Wow.
So that's why Ruby Rose is kind of still, you know, keeping the town going as Batwoman. Or keeping it defended as Batwoman right now in the TV show, in the Arrowverse TV show. But which is interesting to me because Batman was always like, oh, they never mentioned Batman, never mentioned Batman, never mentioned Batman. And then that episode is like, oh, Batman's a legend, you know? Like, and Arrow's like, man, like he's a myth, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't do what I do, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that, like, he's, you know, so it was interesting. Shade. Yeah, he's throwing shade, you know? Yeah. It was interesting. It was good.
It's like how Kevin Durant talks about LeBron.
Oh, man. You didn't know in the reading universe of, you know, actual comic book reading, Conan the Barbarian is back in Marvel Comics. Issue 1 is on the newsstands right now.
Really?
Yes. And I saw some of the images online, and it looks pretty dope.
I rock with Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, I might actually go into the comic book store and cop me the issue 1 to see how it is.
Yeah.
Just to have a physical copy. I'm down with some Conan. And it looked pretty violent, too.
Well, you're so happy about it. Like, looks like there's some murder in this one.
There's a lot of blood.
There might be some blood, yeah.
Looking like some death and destruction.
It's Conan the Barbarian, so, yeah. What else we got going on? Man, a big announcement that happened over the holidays or maybe beginning of January, but Stranger Things Season 3, ooh, July 4th.
Oh.
Are you into Stranger Things, Terry Lewis?
I am. Love it. I'm a fan. Yeah.
So awesome. It's coming. Yeah, I guess I don't know how David Harbour got to film it between that and Hellboy, but it's happening.
Yeah, I'm into Stranger Things. That's a long way away. I wonder how old these kids are going to look. Like, did they show a trailer already?
No, it was just a teaser. That was it. That's all they gave us.
Did get a teaser of the Punisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season 2, yeah.
Yes, and we did get a
potential Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. They did do Punisher, a teaser. That's actually, I shared that on the Facebook page of Geek Culture Congress. So after the show, you guys could check that out on the trailer there.
Now, is this the last of the Netflix series?
Yeah, I think. Well, there's supposed to be another Jessica Jones as well.
Is there really?
I think so.
Because they haven't said they're going to cancel Punisher, right? Because they haven't. Well,
they're promoting this now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
it. It's a wrap. I mean, it's just in the tea leaves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got going on. Everyone check out the Hellboy trailer.
Yeah.
That hit.
How was that?
David Harbour, Hellboy.
Really? I'm not a Hellboy fan.
Or are you an OG Hellboy fan? Or are you just not into it?
No. The OG mm-hmm. Hellboy, I was like, okay, this is kind of corny. The Golden Army mm-hmm. one was like decent. This mm-hmm. one, I'm kind of excited about.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, I like the way it was.
So David Harbour brought you to the yard.
You know what? I like Perlman better.
You do. Yeah. He's definitely hating on Instagram, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's throwing some shade.
Yeah,
but, you know, he's an old man now. I mean, he's in his 60s.
I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, dang, you know, he can't. No,
but like when I saw the first photo of Harbour as a Hellboy, I was like, yo, on point. Mm-hmm. All right, accurate. But then you see it in action, it's like the makeup looked kind of weird to me, like. It just didn't sit right.
Honestly, it looked the same
to me. Even the humor, like, even when he was cracking the jokes, like, I feel like Perlman, like, was way more savvy. I don't know. I gotta watch the movie, but just by the look of the trailer, I was like, man, I don't know. I'm gonna go see it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, my son is more into Hellboy than me. So maybe because he'll probably want to watch it. Shouts out to Rosemary, who's checking us out on the Facebook live
hola.
Stream. Hola. And my son's into the Hellboy more than me. I kind of watch it because he was interested in it. So
it was good. And who is it? Mila Jovovich is the bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, she's definitely in it.
Yeah.
I think she's the villain, yeah.
Is she the villain?
Surprised she's not in another Resident Evil movie.
Interesting.
Resident Evil Minnesota. And they just got to dig through snow this time.
Like she put her Resident Evil schedule on pause.
Remember, it was the final chapter.
Yeah. It was the final chapter 6 movies ago.
No, it really was the final chapter.
But you know what I understand?
You know what's sad, though? I watched them all.
I've never seen them all.
I think I finished them all.
No, I didn't finish them all. I stopped. Because, you know, what bothered me is the fact that they were not, like, I think the only thing close to the video game was the character, some of the characters.
Yeah.
Like, some even the plot wasn't
near the
even...
end, maybe the final chapter that actually had some of the video game characters.
Like, I want to see, like, damn near a split image of, like, Resident Evil 2, like, the video 2.
Some of the stuff in the first two was similar. Like, the STARS guy.
The STARS guy, the second one. And the second one, it was the STARS guy.
Yeah.
They didn't have Chris Redfield, did they? It was the other girl.
I think it was in the final movie.
Chris Redfield
I think was in the final show.
The final one?
I believe so. I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know. It's been so long.
I just don't like how they just created a new character, but just put her in this world.
And then they kill it.
Yeah.
And then they make her the focal point of the whole thing.
Yeah, right? I just didn't like it. And I lost interest, like, right away.
It's all good.
I never finished that or Saw.
I've seen all the Saws.
I've never seen
Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Is that another Saw?
When it was supposed to be the last Saw, but then they made a new one called Jigsaw.
And that was supposed to be the last Saw?
Yeah. Well, for right now, it's probably going to just be a whole Jigsaw 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I don't know. Talking about horror movies, Todd McFarlane, of course, is working on his Spawn reboot.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
Remember that old movie, who played Spawn?
Michael Jai White.
Yeah,
from Connecticut,
Spawn.
Baby.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. And then it had John Leguizamo,
John Leguizamo was really good.
Well, Leguizamo was funny to me.
It's hard to play that clown, and he was like the best person.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's like the only...
But honestly, I think John Leguizamo could play a good Joker.
Like, not to sound messed up, like, if you're going to be a short and fat person, like, you give it to Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
I feel like by default...
John Leguizamo as the Mad Hatter.
No, well, Johnny Depp has nailed that. Isn't he the Mad Hatter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I like John Leguizamo as the clown.
Yeah.
Spawn just didn't quite...
It had so much potential.
Yeah, yeah. It's like opening a bag of chips and it's just a bunch of air in it.
Like, the story was bad. I didn't like the story.
Supposedly, he's talking to Jonathan Peele about, is it Jordan Peele? I think he's talking to him about producing
it. I'm with that.
And he wants to make it not a superhero-y story, more of a horror story. If you ever read Spawn comic books, which is like in the hundreds right now, the issues right now.
Yeah.
It's a horror story. You know what I mean? Like, it's not for the lighthearted.
Dude, I remember watching the cartoon on HBO.
Yeah,
late
HBO
night.
Cartoon
that
was serious.
Intense.
Yeah, it was intense. So I think that's the way that Todd McFarlane, he was unsatisfied with the old movie. And that's the way he wants to go with this one. He has talked to Jamie Foxx to reprise the role of Spawn.
Okay.
So what do you say, Jamie Foxx? Without any jokes.
No, he can still tell
horror jokes.
Every movie has humor in it now. You know who'd be good? The dude who's in Bird Box.
Yeah.
And Moonlighting. He would be good.
So we didn't talk about Bird Box.
I don't know if he's dark enough for Spawn.
I don't know if that's
Spawn,
in the scope
though.
Of this show.
Like as far as like his persona,
his
like
energy
his,
and everything.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have some dark like energy going into Spawn.
Yeah.
Though.
Jamie Foxx can just play the character he played Miami Vice.
Yeah?
That guy was super chill. Sorry about your man. I was like, how'd he say it like that? Wait a minute. Did you have something to do with it?
Oh, man. So, are we excited? Yes or no?
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure.
Todd McFarlane's
still in talks. I don't think there's a script yet or anything. Or I guess Todd McFarlane actually has a script.
Yeah, I just hope Disney doesn't buy it by the time.
Disney don't buy.
Definitely needs rated R.
Yeah,
Todd McFarlane don't sell. Okay, so you need to follow Todd McFarlane on his Facebook. He be doing sketches on the fly.
Yeah,
it's dope. Todd McFarlane on Facebook. He be going live and he does crazy things. With his
Funny or Die type
Adobe Pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll do a sketch on the fly, and it's dope the way he puts everything together. Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Why are we talking about this at Geek Culture Congress? Because, of course, it scratches the
surface
of the nerddom because
I was
Silent
actually
Bob
watching
is
James
reprised by the gentleman. What's his name?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, who is our competition in the nerd podcast game. So,
not some no for me, dog.
No, they done. Do you have one?
Is it not them? Is it not Kevin Smith and the other dude?
It's got to be them. Yeah, it's got to be them. Who else is going to do it? It says a reboot.
Yeah.
And I just saw the article briefly, and I was like, let's just talk about it.
It was never really my thing.
No.
It wasn't my thing. And then, like, I was randomly watching Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back probably, like, last month sometime, just because it was on Hulu.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like, it was pretty entertaining. It was a bad, it's a terrible movie, but it's
because it was a movie to be stupid. You know what I'm saying?
It's a niche. It's a niche.
Mike Salgado's telling us that Jamie Foxx is also going to be playing, reprising Mike Tyson in a movie.
Stop.
Yeah. Supposedly. Yeah, I think he's producing that one. So that's interesting.
Another character that's not that part Michael of our Jai nerd, White played. Thing.
Right. He's just going back and he's cleaning up all the mess that Michael Jai White made.
Jamie Foxx is playing cleanup right now.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to be, why did I get married? 3 with Jamie Foxx.
You ever seen Black Dynamite?
See? Yeah.
Black Dynamite. I like the live Facebook show because people will be messaging us, reminding us about stuff. See?
That's cool.
I like that. Yeah. So what else are we getting into? Let's see. Of course, 2019 is here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's an assault on nerddom, all the stuff that they're bringing to us, actually. So it's a great time to be a fan geek.
Speaking of being a fan or a geek, have you Googled famous Hugh Jackman movies?
No, okay. I haven't.
All right, so Google famous Hugh Jackman movies, and spoiler alert, what should pop up is Avengers Endgame.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, but like apparently over the weekend it got a lot of people
hyped.
Unless
Dr. Strange like breaks the multiverse, you know?
I don't think it's going to happen either, but it was just interesting because it's like you see a list of all these movies and the next thing you know it's Avengers Endgame.
That's you could play some other character.
Yeah, it's possible.
You never know, just pop up.
It's possible.
As a
it's
nod.
Possible. And they never added him, you know? What do you say?
Mine says,
I mean, he was taking a picture with, what was it? Wasn't it with like Chris Evans or like on Christmas?
Uh-huh,
Chris Evans and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
What character would he play? What do you say?
He could play any of those space characters.
There's space characters. Yeah.
Those space characters in there, dude.
He's one of probably Nova or something like that.
Yeah, he could be nuts.
Yeah. That'd be actually kind of dope.
Now,
Hugh Jackman as Nova.
I guess there's a rumor out there saying that Zac Efron wants to take the role
of Nova?
Wolverine.
Oh, Wolverine, yes.
But there's another one, too, saying Keanu Reeves as Wolverine.
Hmm.
And that's more legit.
Hmm. Yeah, I heard that one. It depends on how they do it.
Man, I don't know. I mean,
it's
here's
getting
the thing.
Messy now. We're getting messy and we're speculating, guys.
Keanu Reeves, I mean,
we don't
was
know
taking
what's
names
happen.
In John Wick.
Yeah.
And we respect the Matrix.
Yeah, his shirt was on, though. He's a shirt-on guy.
Yeah, he's a shirt-on guy.
He's the real deal. Have you seen him train from the action shows?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
he needs to get triceps something, fam. Like, just let me know.
He's the real deal when he has to train for those action movies.
Not to make it a little awkward, yo. Yeah. But yeah.
So are we not talking about Split?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is why I do the show with two other people, because I forget stuff. Okay. All right. Split is coming. When is Split?
Split's the
18th.
Yeah,
it's coming up.
Oh, man. So, what do you say? I saw a couple trailers.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to get introduced to different characters?
I don't think so.
I just think they're going to be the main focal point.
It's the hero, the evil mastermind, the unbreakable hero, the evil mastermind, and the fragile evil mastermind, and the uncontrollable monster.
Yeah.
Unhinged monster.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there's a balance there. What do you say? What do you say? As far as characters are concerned.
Well, we just talked about how good Aquaman. It was basically the evil mastermind and Black Manta is the uncontrolled one.
Yeah.
That's a common plot.
Hmm.
That's a common plot in film.
Hmm.
What did Joker say to Two-Face? Wreak some havoc.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all that is. It's exactly what's happening.
Right. And you got to understand, like, this is like people in, they're trying to portray like people in the real world. Living amongst, you know, these people with, you know, powers.
Yeah.
So, like, and Mr. Glass, which is Samuel L. Jackson's character, his thing is, you know, he's always believed this. Like, yeah. He's always believed what he saw in the comic books.
Right.
And, like, there are extraordinary people out mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. which is what Unbreakable was about, which I know he's going to find out about, you know, from the dude from Split. And, you know, he's just trying to, and I guess, you know, basically the synopsis is he's just trying to showcase it to the world. So he's creating this, you know, this battle.
Hmm. I think Unbreakable was about Bruce Willis's character.
Yeah.
Split was clearly about the character that McAvoy plays.
And now Glass is, you're going to see more of his mind.
Glass is about, you know, him.
Huh. I'm interested. I mean, I watched both of them, so I'm invested, you know, so I'm going to watch it anyway. I think it's going to be interesting. The trailer caught my eye, so, you know, something else happening in January. So far that I can
right.
think of.
I guess we got Marvel, Captain Marvel, March.
Captain Marvel, March. Yeah.
And then, man.
Captain Marvel.
Endgame is April.
Then it is Endgame time, Avengers. What everybody, the whole, I think the Earth might stop rotating that day.
Bro, I'm just trying to stay alive until April 24th.
Yo,
that's it.
No drinking and driving.
No drinking and driving. I'm just trying to stay alive.
I'm drinking apple cider vinegar every morning.
For real. A lot of water intake.
A lot of water.
I think I'm
having protective sets.
Yes.
I might show my age right now. Have you guys ever gone to the movie theater to see Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi when it first came out?
No.
Neither. So,
you guys have not experienced, like, the long lines, like, the crazy, crazy, like wait for just to see a movie. Which, in this day and age, that doesn't really happen. It's hard to happen. But I really think this movie, just because the hype of this movie, is like, I don't know if they'll be able to handle it. But a lot of movie theaters are already, like, you know, you get the ticket, your seat's reserved already.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, but I'm just, I mean, talking about like summer, kids are going to be out. It's going to be.
It better have a midnight.
It's going to be pandemonium.
Oh, it'll definitely be.
It's going to be pandemonium.
There might be one on Monday, midnight.
Yeah. I'm sure they're pretty good at it now. They show so many showings now, and I guess they have it down to a science. So, you know, Avengers wasn't that bad. I did wait on a line for Avengers.
I wonder when Endgame's going to go, tickets are going to go on sale.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure we're going to get another trailer, too, by, like, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They got to do a Super Bowl trailer.
They are. That's definite. That's definite.
They got to do a Super Bowl trailer.
So, man, we're excited about that, Avengers. We have Game of Thrones final season.
The season is upon us.
And we have not had a chance to talk anything about Game of Thrones because when we started this podcast, we were Game of Thrones is already wrapped, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we're excited about that. That's coming soon. What else we got? We got Star Wars season, December Star Wars movie. We got The Mandalorian coming out on the Disney Plus.
Is it Star Wars 9?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is the show over, the cartoon show?
No, it's still the Resistance one?
Yeah.
It's still on.
Still
I think
doing that. Okay.
That's
still
going.
Okay.
There's a bad. So Star Wars season is full. Is going to be in a full effect. Getting to the end of the year.
Red is going to be crazy with Star Wars.
Yeah, we got Spider-Man, the next movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe coming out, which is the Far From Home.
Yeah.
Is
it Far From Home or Spider-Man Virginity or something like that? It's all like teenage stuff.
That'll be the third one.
Spider-Man First Car.
Tonight is Gotham's final season. If anybody's into Gotham, tonight is Gotham's final season that they promised that they will show Batman at the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah,
in some way,
that.
Shape, or form.
Okay,
so
it looks good. I saw the trailer for it.
I'm gonna wait till they all come out and then I'll binge them. You know,
I do plan on catching up on Gotham.
Yeah,
I was enjoying it.
I did.
I finished the first two seasons and I kind of lost track, but I'll probably go back.
I had to catch up a lot. I had to catch
like,
up.
They got a lot of villains. Yeah. They touched on a lot of villains. Yeah.
They did. But supposedly this is a really short season, so we'll see. Because it's the final season. So I'm excited about that. Don't miss that if you want to catch it live. Then what's in the works is they're working on that Eternals movie. So I guess it's going to be after the Avengers.
Yeah, I assume that they're going to do a post-credit with teasing Eternals.
Yeah,
We got Doctor Strange 2. So I guess he's going to survive.
Okay.
Yeah. That's happening somehow, or everything that the Disney Plus service is going to be coming with, which is the Loki show. They're going to have the
Scarlet Witch and Vision
show.
Yeah.
And then everything else that might come with Disney Plus,
yeah.
As far as maybe reprising the Netflix stuff that got canceled and everything else that's possible with that. The Shang-Chi Master of Kung Fu movie is still in the works. Huh?
I'm hyped about that.
Yeah? You think so? Sorry, so let's get into some DC before we wrap up the show. Shazam, the trailer was attached to a bunch of movies this December. So you've got to see the final trailer in all its glory. What do you say, Tarek Lewis?
Too goofy? It's way too goofy.
I mean, I'm going to see it, but it doesn't look...
It looks interesting.
It looks all right. I mean, I'm interested in, like, knowing if there's going to be anybody that pops up.
Yeah.
From the DC EU.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. They try to get that Superman cameo, but didn't happen, which was... I don't know if it happened or not. Who knows? Then we have Birds of Prey, which is in the works. Supposedly they're wrapping up filming soon. Birds of Prey, which is the emancipation of Harley Quinn. I don't know, some big long thing.
Yeah, I'm more excited about that. Than
Margot Robbie took a picture of the script.
Yeah,
so that's a go.
Yep. So I'm excited about that. Of course, Tarek. I think that's it for us for Geek Culture Congress today. I think we talked about everything. We touched on everything. Glass is coming. So as soon as hopefully we'll get some movie previews and we can review that movie. Go check out Conan the Barbarian issue 1. Go support comic books. Go to your local comic book shop. Go get that comic book, brand new comic book in the stores. Tarek, let them know about everything that's going on in your world.
Just find me on Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff and follow along.
All right.
The updates coming.
And Mr. Joey Franchise.
Yeah. Catch me up on Twitter and Instagram at Joey Franchise 7 Midnight Wild 94.1.
All right. Of course, you can follow me in my Nocturnal Life as a DJ, DJ Speedy JR. And also, I am the editor of a comic book called Alienox, which is available now. And it's actually, we're waiting on issue 3 to come out. And they have a special going on at armascomics.com. We interviewed him as well. So, also... catch us. We're trying to do this hopefully every 2 weeks, maybe. We'll try and get a show
going.
Don't
try to hold me down. Something.
Make sure you follow us on the Facebook, on the Instagram, Geek Culture Congress. And thanks so much for all your support in 2018. We continue rolling. 2019, we're going to hit these Comic Cons. We're going to go to a San Diego Comic Con one day.
Yeah. We're going to hit these Comic Cons the way Speedy's hitting this desk.
Yes. And then we'll catch you as soon as we get some reviews and we get some, we get what to Glass, I guess will be the first movie we get to review. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we check that out, we will get into it. Let's play the theme song so we can sign off here. I was not unprepared. Unprepared, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys. Same bad time, same bad channel. Have a good one, guys. Thank you so much. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Until next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.